Welcome to Pop-Up Chinese, I'm Brendan.
大家好,我是 Echo.
And I have a confession to make. I am drunk more or less constantly, because I am mean when I'm sober. And today's dialogue is about a dog who's much the same way.
好。
哎,你这狗怎么看起来这么蔫儿啊?是不是病了?
不是病了,就是喝多了。
那你怎么给它喝酒呢?
嗨,不给它喝酒,它咬人啊。它平时每天晚上都得喝二两。
二两啤酒?
哎,那就得看它心情了。啤酒、白酒、朗姆酒。哎呀,它最近想喝点人头马。
那不是很贵吗?
可咬人更贵啊。
Okay, we're back. Let's go through this line by line, and it's pretty dense. And let's just see what's going on here.
哎,你这个狗怎么看起来这么蔫儿啊?
Yeah, and that's a nice word there. What does 蔫儿 mean?
蔫儿就是没有精神。
Yeah, it's like limp, basically. So, why is your dog so limp, so slouchy?
是不是病了?
Is he sick?
不是病了。就是喝多了。
He's not sick, he's drunk.
那你怎么给他喝酒呢?
What are you doing giving your dog alcohol?
嘿,不给他喝酒,他咬人啊。
If I don't give him alcohol, he bites people.
他平时每天晚上都得喝二两。
He usually gets through 2 liang every night.
二两啤酒。
2 liang of beer?
这那就得看他心情了。
Well, that depends on his mood.
啤酒、白酒、朗姆酒。
Beer, sorghum wine, rum.
哎呀,他最近想喝点人头马。
Lately, he's been hankering after some Remy Martin.
那不是很贵吗?
That's expensive, isn't it?
可咬人更贵啊。
It'll be more expensive if he bites someone. Okay. one note on liang, it's a measure of weight equivalent to about a tenth of a pound. We're just leaving it in Chinese, sorry.
这是我们中国的计数方法。
Yeah, well, we invented the transistor. Anyway, let's go back and listen to this one more time.
你这狗怎么看起来这么蔫儿啊？是不是病了？
哎，不是病了，就是喝多了。
那你怎么给它喝酒呢？
嗨，不给它喝酒，它咬人啊！它平时每天晚上都得喝二两。
二两啤酒？
哎，那就得看它心情了。啤酒、白酒、朗姆酒。哎呀，它最近想喝点人头马。
那不是很贵吗？
可咬人更贵啊。
There are a few things that are really worth pointing out here. The first one is actually in the very first line.
哎,你这狗怎么看起来这么蔫儿啊?
你这个狗怎么看起来这么蔫儿啊?
Yeah, it's 看起来, and it's to look a certain way. Right?
没错。
So, in this case, why does your dog look so listless?
哎,你这狗怎么看起来这么蔫儿啊?
And this gets used all the time. For example, this house looks really broken down.
这房子看起来很破。
Or,
那瓶威士忌看起来很好喝。
That bottle of whiskey looks delicious.
喝多了,谁看起来都很漂亮。
When you're drunk, everybody looks good. So with this kind of sentence, we have an if-then structure, right?
如果就。
But we don't actually have those words.
对,我们这个地方把如果和就都省略了。
Right, so instead we've just got this, you know, the if condition and the then result stuck next to each other.
没错,我们直接把这个如果后边的句子和就后边的句子放在一起,这样也是可以的。
In that last example sentence, if you get drunk, everybody looks attractive.
喝多了,谁看起来都很漂亮。在对话里我们也有几个这样的句子。
不给他喝酒他咬人啊。
不给他喝酒他咬人。
Yeah. If you don't give him booze, he bites people. This has been said of me, by the way.
那你太危险了。 我们都得离 Brandon 远点。
I'm a mean sober.
所以你的朋友们肯定觉得，哎呀，咬人更贵。
可咬人更贵啊。
Yeah, so if he bites somebody, it'll be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is a very common structure.
所以记住，在中文里我们经常可以省略如果和就。好，我们看第三个吧。
Yeah, the third grammar point is...
哎，那就得看他心情了。
那得看。
That depends on.
嗯哼，那得看。在我们的对话中，我们有一句话是，那就得看他心情了。
Yeah, that depends on his mood.
没错。我们有些例句，比如说。
When, oh, when can we get out of here and eat?
那得看我们什么时候录完了。
Yeah, well, that depends on when we finish recording.
我们晚上吃什么？那得看你了。
That's up to you.
嗯。
And that's it. Those are our three grammar points. Let's go back and listen to the dialogue one more time, and then we'll come back with some closing thoughts.
嗯。哎，你这狗怎么看起来这么蔫儿啊？是不是病了？
哎，不是病了，就是喝多了。
那你怎么给它喝酒呢？
嗨，不给它喝酒，它咬人啊！它平时每天晚上都得喝二两。
二两啤酒？
哎，那就得看他心情了。啤酒、白酒、朗姆酒，哎呀，他最近想喝点人头马。
那不是很贵吗？
可咬人更贵啊。
A friend of mine has a dog which doesn't drink, as far as I know, but it does really enjoy biting people. Horrible dog.
大狗吗？
No, it's like about the size of a large...loaf of bread, but just really horrible, nasty dog, and...
应该给他喝点酒。
I don't know. I think Lola would be a mean drunk.
可能醉了就好了。
I don't know.
这个对话让我想起了丁丁的小狗，那个白雪。
I've never read Tintin.
Oh,
I
你真应该看一看。
Today we covered three pretty interesting, pretty productive grammatical points. The first...
看起来。
Discussing the way something looks. The second,
省略如果
Putting conditional constructions together without 如果、And finally,
那得看
That depends on whatever. If you have any questions,
你们都可以给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com 或者在我们的网站上留言
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you. Have fun.
Bye bye.